A young man who rejected Christ's call to service. Similar to the call that came to Elisha was the answer given by Christ to the young ruler who asked him, "What good thing must I do, that I may have eternal life? If thou wilt be perfect," Christ replied, "Go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." Elisha accepted the call, casting no backward glance at the pleasures and comforts he was leaving. The young ruler went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. His love for his possessions was greater than his love for God. He proved himself unworthy of a place in the Master's service. We are not all asked to serve as Elisha served, nor to sell everything we have, but God asks us to give his service first place in our lives, to allow no day to pass without doing something to advance his work. One may be called to a foreign land, another to give means to support gospel work. God accepts the offering of each. It is the consecration of the life and all its interest that is necessary. To everyone who partakes of his grace, the Lord appoints a work for others. We are to say, "Here am I, send me." See. Whether one is a minister of the word, a physician, a merchant, farmer, professional man, or mechanic, it is his work to reveal to others the gospel. No great work was at first required of Elisha. He is spoken of as pouring water on the hands of Elijah. He was willing to do anything the Lord directed, and at every step he continued to prove faithful in little things. With daily strengthening purpose, he devoted himself to the mission appointed him by God. After uniting with Elijah, Elisha was tempted to think of the home that he had left. But he was resolved not to turn back, and through test and trial he proved true to his trust. Ministry comprehends far more than preaching. It means training young men as Elijah trained Elisha, giving them responsibilities in God's work, small at first, larger as they gain strength and experience. Ministers of faith and prayer can say, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life, declare we unto you." Young, inexperienced workers should be trained in connection with experienced servants of God. God has honored young men by choosing them for his service, and they should be faithful, obedient, and willing to sacrifice. If they submit to God's discipline, choosing his servants as their counselors, they will develop into high-principled, steadfast men whom God can entrust with responsibilities.